From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump used his first address to the UN General Assembly Tuesday to denounce rogue regimes, which he described as the scourge of the planet, including North Korea. He denounced those who trade with Pyongyang despite its nuclear and missile program.
It is an outrage that some nations would not only trade with such a regime, but would arm, supply, and financially support a country that imperils the world with nuclear conflict.
Mr. Trump said if threatened, the U.S. is prepared to totally destroy North Korea. He also took aim at Iran, which he described as a reckless regime threatening death and destruction.
We cannot let a murderous regime continue these destabilizing activities while building dangerous missiles, and we cannot abide by an agreement if it provides cover for the eventual construction of a nuclear program.
A clear reference to the 2015 International Nuclear Agreement with Tehran. Mr. Trump also denounced Cuba for its destabilizing and corrupt behavior.
My administration recently announced that we will not lift sanctions on the Cuban government until it makes fundamental reform.
And Mr. Trump denounced Venezuela's socialist government for inflicting pain and suffering on its people. Togo's opposition boycotted a parliamentary vote on a two-term limit for presidents, forcing the matter to a referendum. The boycott prompted by a provision that appears to exempt incumbent Faure Gnassingbé, who has ruled since 2005, when his father died after holding office since independence. Pressure to act was sparked by mostly peaceful anti-government protests in August. This is VOA News. Nearly 140 are known dead after another major earthquake jolted central Mexico Tuesday, toppling buildings in Mexico City. It was the second major quake to strike the country this month. U.S. Geological Survey science advisor Ken Hudnut in Pasadena, California, said he understands the structural damage caused by this 7.1 magnitude quake.
Some of the buildings are on old lake beds, and that can amplify the shaking and cause the shaking to last longer, and that can make for more damage. So we think we're probably having a look at some more damage resulting from that problem.
Nearly 100 were killed following a more powerful 8.1 magnitude tremor that rocked southern Mexico September 7th. Tragically, Tuesday's quake came on the 32nd anniversary of the Mexico City quake of 1985 that killed thousands. Hurricane Maria has struck the U.S. Virgin Islands in the Eastern Caribbean after thrashing the islands of Dominica and Guadeloupe, killing at least one person. Maria remains a powerful Category 5 storm with winds of nearly 300 kilometers per hour. The U.S. Commonwealth of Puerto Rico is bracing for its first direct hit on Wednesday in nearly a century. Renewed fighting between soldiers and rebels in South Sudan's oil-producing north has left at least 25 dead, including civilians. The fighting Monday occurred in the town of Nialdu, close to Bentu, which has changed hands several times since civil war erupted in 2013. World reaction to the televised address to the people of Myanmar by State Councilor Aung San Suu Kyi about the violence in Western Rakhine State has generally been cool, even though she pledged to hold rights violators to account and urged people outside to visit the state. Washington-based Carnegie Endowment non-resident fellow Vikram Nehru said the reaction has been one of disappointment.
It's true that in her speech she did talk about the importance of the rule of law and protection of human rights, but the reality is that she did not provide an explanation as to why 400,000 people have now fled Rakhine State and into Bangladesh.
Britain suspended military training for Myanmar, and U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson spoke with the Nobel laureate, calling for humanitarian aid access and action on rights abuse allegations. U.S. Senator John McCain Tuesday called for reform following a series of fatal U.S. Navy mishaps.
In the last 3 years, fatal training accidents have taken the lives of four times more service members than our enemies have in combat. This cannot continue.
The Chief of Naval Operations, Admiral John Richardson, said while a high pace of operations and budget cuts play a role, leadership is responsible for safety and readiness. 10 sailors died last month when their warship collided with a tanker near Singapore. Another Navy ship nearly sank after hitting a Philippine-flagged vessel off Japan in June. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.